Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Hey, there's so much pressure. Everyone's watching.
Come on.
Nobody's watching.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is Dan P, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on Southern FM. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Hey, you. Don't watch that. Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. One step beyond.
We'll be right back.
may or may not know, we've been together for 25 years now. This song is about being on the road and missing home.
Guess what? New album out tomorrow. Hence why we did a live set from the Buck 09 Boys out of San Diego, California. It's called Fundamental. It is out tomorrow. We've previewed Top of the World, which is in that set, actually, because that got sent to me to play. But yeah, out tomorrow. Get it where you get your electronic music needs nowadays. Lots of streaming services. You can buy it, no doubt, online. Listen to it on other streaming services, too. But please, chuck them some money. As I said there, 25 years plus the old Buck 09 Boys have been together and still going strong. New music. All the ska bands are doing new music. It is bloody great to be alive. That's why we do this show. This is the Ska Show with me, Beefy, brought to you by those good people at Mercedes, the best sportswear in Australia. Good to see a station sponsor getting behind the Ska Show with me, Beefy. What are we here? Barfly, Top of the World. That is off the new album. That's the first release off that new album, Fundamental, from the old Buck 09. And then one of my favorite songs of all time. That is My Town. Yes, thank you for joining me. It's Thursday. Thursdays are never sounded so good here on Sudden FM. And there's a reason why, because I'm bringing you a couple hours of the best tunes from all over the planet and the most funnest genre there is. And that is ska, ska punk, and whatever else I can throw in the mix. Oh, yeah. And guess what's happening tomorrow? It's Ska Nation time in Melbourne Town. What a ska festival we are putting on for you. We have Area 7. We have Los Kung Fu Monkeys from Mexico. We have the All Nighters from Sydney. They're on their way right now, I believe. We have the Resignators, who are in Adelaide, I think, right now. They got a gig tonight with the Monkeys and a few other of the local ska bands at the Gov in Adelaide. Mr. Coffee have had to pull out at the last minute, unfortunately, but they're being replaced by Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge. It's a shame Mr. Coffee can't play. I believe there's a sick family member, so Mr. Coffee will not be able to play. So, but Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge. Crazy. They're like a 9 or 10-piece band as well. I might dig some of their stuff out a little bit later. But we are celebrating Ska Nation because it's on tomorrow. If you haven't got your tickets, what are you doing? Why? Why haven't you got your tickets? It's tomorrow. First band's on at 7:20, right? 7:20 goes through to about 1 a.m. It's going to be monstrous. I can't wait. Anyway, let's play some all-nighters. This is She Made a Monkey Out of Me. They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch. 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
Oh, I guess the world. call my home. Feelings after you still aren't gone. Now every word that you say to me or someone whose heart's empty, my friends tell me to give up, but I won't. It's way too hard, guess the world. It's way too hard, guess the world. Loved you then, ain't nothing but you just decided again. The times may change along with the trends. You won't ever find the warmth that I gave a force that makes me feel so brave. Much as I may hurt, I'll still stay. Play to the one, yes, the world. Play to the one, yes, the world. You say you don't know what you want no more.
Yeah, a bit of Sultans of Skank there, 99% fat. Oh, tremendous stuff. I love the odd instrumental. I'll try and throw them in every now and again. Before that, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge 2 Against the Will. We're going to be hearing that tomorrow because they're opening up Scar Nation 2019, in brackets, Melbourne. Because a week later, or 10 days later, 9 days later, in Geelong, is Scar Nation, in brackets, Geelong. And there is... the road to Ska Nation in Adelaide tonight, Brisbane on the weekend, Sydney, Wollongong as well. I'll be doing those dates a little bit later with the Resonators and Lost Kung Fu Monkeys. And I'm trying to get them on the phone so we can have a little chat. But we'll see where they're doing, because I'm not actually sure where they are right at this exact moment in time. So, instead of talking to people, I also play the All-Nighters, by the way, who are playing tomorrow night. 14-piece band. The All-Nighters are bringing friends and family, and everyone's going to be on stage, apparently, so that's going to be awesome. Instead of chatting to people, why don't we just play some music? You know, that stuff we're here to do, you know, regular stuff. Stuff that just gets in the way of chat. I'm not a big chatter anyway, as you might be able to tell. Anyway, this is a band from Brisbane. They are recording new stuff right now, or they're mastering new stuff, because I believe everything is recorded and ready to go. I can't wait for this. Anyway, yeah, they're out of Brisbane, called Alla Spina. This is came out last year. I love it. It's great. It is called This Town, and it's magic. I can't wait for the new stuff. Stay tuned. We will have it as soon as it's ready to go. Hopefully, they'll be down in Melbourne soon playing some gigs. That'll be fun. Here we go. Big hello to Simona and Leilani. This Town.
Good morning.
Never thought on my way to school, wouldn't know what I wanna do. What's in a life you don't do it right? It's just a job, I don't wanna lie. You're in a band and you wanna play. You gotta have something good to say. Nobody told you how it's gonna be.
goodbye to his wife and child. Started out walking, they never looked back. There was too much pain between Glasgow and London. One hot summer he forgot his name. Can you remember his name? Talking out loud, too loud. You see, he couldn't believe in himself or the world or anything he heard. Can you remember his name? Whoa. Can you remember his name?
Yes, we're back with the Scar Show with me, Beefy, the day before Scar Nation. And, oh, mate, am I excited. Just played The Resonators. That was Offbeat Feeling, one of my favourite Resonators tunes. Hopefully they'll be bringing that back to the live set because it's got missing of late, which I'm just a bit upset about. We heard Madness, Johnny the Horse and Alaspina out of Brisbane with This Town. But in the wake of Scar Nation Beyond Tomorrow, I have Steve Douglas on the line. They're on their way to Adelaide because they are playing tonight at the Governor High Marsh over there with Lost Kung Fu Monkeys and a couple of other local bands. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, what a day. You guys are playing tonight with the Monkeys and a couple other bands in Adelaide.
This will be our first little reunion show with the Monkeys. They arrived yesterday. We're pretty excited. They brought a few extra Monkeys this time, so we get to see Tarek and Bernardo and Hecky, who were down the last time, but Carlos and the Super Dude and a few others have come along for the ride this time, so it's an even bigger barrel of Monkeys. So we're pretty excited about that. We love those guys. We get along so well. Of all the bands we've toured with, which are quite a few, there's been some that we'd never want to see again in our lives and some that we just would love to live with. And the Monkees qualify for the latter. They're the nicest bunch of amigos that we could ever have, really.
They love coming to Australia, too, because they do get warmly received.
I think so. I think so. I think I'd be hard to leave cheap beer and endless tacos of Mexico, but they suffer it and come down here just so they can hang out with some kangaroos and stuff. But yeah, we're excited about Adelaide tonight. You'll be excited to know because I have the set list in my pocket. The song you played last is on the set, so I think you'll get to hear that. You'll get to hear that with our newest of drummers, too, which Kane Skinner's joined the fold, and he's doing an amazing job at picking up a 10-year repertoire in, you know, the course of a couple of months. We're really excited. This will be his first live show with us tonight. Yeah, we've been rehearsing with him. Great drummer, and we went through a long audition process and had a lot of really good prospective drummers auditioning. It was a hard decision, but all around, this guy just beat them all out. He's a great drummer, great, easy guy to get along with. You'll get to meet him tomorrow night at the corner show when you're out and about. We're pretty excited. It's a whole big week of music. We start tonight at the Governor Hindmarsh, which is, of all the Adelaide venues, it's definitely the superior one. Just hopefully make it worth that seven-hour drive back and forth. Tomorrow night, of course, at the Corner, which is my favorite venue of all Melbourne venues. That's sound, sight lines, where Stacey and I played our first show with the Resonators coming up on how many years now? 9 years, something like that. I love the Corner. And then we just keep on cruising, go all the way up the coast. The night after the Corner, we'll be in Wollongong at Dicey O'Reilly's. Following night in Brisbane. I'm not sure the venue there. Brightside.
The Brightside, yep. Right, nice little, it'll be very intimate, that one. It's quite small.
Is it? I haven't been there yet, so we'll find out.
But
we'll blow the doors off.
Oh, well, you will, but you're also playing with Blowhard there, and that will blow the doors off.
We'll blow the doors off, Blowhard. So we'll get to see our old bass trombone player, Wayne Keys, will be up there, and Wayne Pride, he'll be playing with Blowhard. That'll be nice. Hopefully get him in to sit in for a couple of tunes. And then we go down to the Gold Coast, a new bar there that we haven't played, Vinny's Dive Bar, which sounds promising.
Yeah.
And then the Monkees split off and play the Gumball Fest that the Resonators played last year. And then back to Sydney and back to
the Crowbar.
The Crowbar in Sydney. And then the conclusion of the whole thing at the Geelong Sky Nation, where we'll have the, is that the one with the Strange Tenants?
That is. Strange Tenants, Melbourne Scar Orchestra, just a whole host. The Donald Trumpets, who I'm quite excited about seeing as well.
Yeah. Oh, the best name in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm really excited about Strange Tenants because I just finished reading
the book,
the history of them.
Yeah.
The book, yeah, which is great. I'd met them before when we toured with Area 7. We did a show somewhere up in, I think it was Brisbane, and met the brothers, the Hearn brothers, and now I know a little bit more about them. And of course, I'm excited to see John Holmes playing guitar, if he is. I don't know if he is or not.
No, he will be. I guarantee he will be.
That's great because he's got the best porn star name in rock and roll. So
yes,
so pretty excited about that, and excited about the all-nighters tomorrow night,
which, yeah,
I just know a little bit about them. Montego Bay was before my entry into Australia, but I know they were, you know, a long song after reading the Strange Tenants book. I know they were, you know, the number one Sydney ska band for a number of years.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see that. Yeah.
I talked to Brett from the band a couple of weeks ago, and he tells me they're going to be a 14-piece outfit tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we did see their horns rehearsing, and I think it was a 5-piece horn section.
Okay.
So that will be awesome. And I know there's a nice finale tribute to Rankin Rodger playing, so
brilliant.
Everybody can get tuned up for that.
Excellent.
And that'll be nice. Yeah, we're excited. It's a great way to spend the Easter holidays, and lots of good things happening. This will be our gear up, too, because we just scored a tour in Japan for the Resonators.
So, world-breaking news.
Yes, it is. Next month, we're over there for five shows, only five shows, but across about 9 days.
Wow.
In Osaka, Kyoto, and Tokyo. So
that's going to be awesome.
Our entry into the Stacy and I had been there before, but it'll be our Resonators entry into Japan. And I know Jez, the trumpet player, is excited about record shopping in Osaka. He's heard about some of the best jazz record stores in the world there. So we'll be drinking a lot of green tea and sake. And
now you've mentioned about Japan. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the old the Anvil documentary. I'm just hoping that happens to you guys.
Oh yeah, we're going to be huge in Japan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I think those days have changed. I think back then it was so isolationist. Now they're getting a lot of stuff. Like Bucko Nine's over there the same time we are. We tried to get on one of their shows as well, but I discovered it too late. But, you know, they have a good ska scene there. The Japanese love to
get
out and skank. They got their Tokyo Paradise Orchestra. And, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's really, really going to be exciting.
Well, I'm glad you just mentioned Bucko Nine, Steve, because as you well know, I opened the show with a live set from Bucko Nine today because their new album is out tomorrow.
Oh, yep, and we saw a video from that day. It sounds good. You know, they took a bit of a hiatus, not too active in the last years, but it sounds like they come back with a vengeance. We love that whole San Diego scene. When we played in San Diego with the Skank Agents, you know, that's the birthplace of that San Diego ska, which is right across the border from Tijuana where the Monkees are too. So.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's great to see, like, these bands all of a sudden banging out new tunes. Bucko Nine, Real Big Fish just before Christmas. Obviously, the Boston's brought out some new stuff last year. It is.
Yep.
The scene is just all of a sudden had a massive kick up the ass. And
well, that's what we like to hear. Yeah. Interrupters didn't hurt either with their big hits. Ranch is still kicking goals. And no, it's not going away.
No, of course it's not going away.
Yeah, it changes and it evolves. And, you know, as it always has. And, you know, someday we'll down the line, our grandchildren will be talking about the 8th wave of ska, 9th wave of ska, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not something you can take away. Those guys in Jamaica that many years ago, back in the late 50s and early 60s, they had a formula that just sounded for the ages, you know. So it's going to be there.
It really will be. We're all excited. And we're so stoked to get this Ska Nation back up and running again after a couple of years off.
I know it's a big effort for Francis, but it's certainly a really valuable thing for the community. And, you know, I know folks are coming down like Rob Flintoff coming down from Townsville to dry out a little bit after his flooding. And, you know, people coming in from all over the country, which is great.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome to have that big kind of ska family reunion, I guess you'd call it.
No, exactly right. And it's a massive, massive boost. And if we can make this successful this first year back, then there's no reason why it can't be a big fixture on any kind of gig calendar for the forthcoming years. I know, like you say, Francis and Connor, you know, massive effort to put everything together, but we need
and
it.
Maybe,
we do.
You know, maybe some of these big festivals, like we scored that Woodford New Year's Eve gig, which was awesome and put ska back in their minds up there, but maybe some of these other festivals like Byron Bay and the Falls and, you know, the biggies out there, maybe some of them will pay a little more attention to the fact that if you get a ska band, you know, you're going to have everybody from the babies to the grandma dancing. So something that it breaks all those silly age or demographic barriers. It just works, you know, and that's what the greatest thing about the music. No doubt about it. Thank you for having there your show at Southern FM to keep the faith happening. Stacey and I have been up in Cairn setting up a new faith shop, and there's a community radio up there, 87.8, that I can only pick up for a 20-kilometer radius.
Yeah.
But all they play is old-school ska.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
Right. Big plug
I don't even know the name of the station.
We'll find it out. I'll give him a plug.
Yeah. So if you're up that way, tune in. You have to be somewhere between Palm Cove and North Cairn to pick it up. But nonetheless, it's up there. And we appreciate your efforts in getting up there. You've always been a great supporter of the Resignators. And every time I think about the gig at Slippin' Jimmy's in Wales, I think of you.
Beautiful. Appreciate that. I really do. And I do it because I love it. And I do it because we need more goodness in the world. We need to be happier. We need to party
on. Don't we? I mean, the world's fucked up enough. Excuse that language. The world's screwed up enough as it is. We need something good happening around here, don't we?
No, exactly right. Exactly
right. Nothing like a night out dancing to ska to ease some of those pains.
No, exactly. So thanks, Steve. Best of luck tonight. Hope it's an absolute blinder for you over there in Adelaide. And
yep. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow night at the corner.
Oh, yes, you will, with bells on. Absolute pleasure again. And in the meantime, stay tuned. I'm going to play Strange Tenants, Soldier Boy. They're not playing tomorrow, but they are playing in Geelong the following Sunday. So
no, but I know the story behind this song after I read the book. And it's great to have a band that's politically aware and not scared to wear it on their sleeve. So that's a wonderful thing. And thanks, Fifi.
No worries, right, Steve.
Let's hear some Strange Tenants.
Yes, we will. All right, mate. Best of luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.